Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across the region, the weather is mild and pleasant today. In Tel Aviv, expect warm sunshine throughout the day. Jerusalem is enjoying a clear sky, while Haifa sees a gentle breeze. In Eilut, temperatures are slightly higher, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that the U.S. has launched a 13th consecutive night of strikes on Iran. Tehran has rejected a ceasefire proposal and threatened to attack Tel Aviv. Also, a short time ago, JNS reported that Mossad foiled an Iranian plot to infiltrate Israel and target top officials. Also this hour, Israel Hayom states that Iran has rejected a ceasefire proposal mediated by the Iraqi Prime Minister. Tehran threatens Tel Aviv in response. Separately, from earlier today, Times of Israel reports the death of Kozo Okamoto, a Japanese Red Army terrorist behind the 1972 attack on an Israeli airport. And finally, I-24 News confirms that the U.S. completed its 13th night of strikes against Iranian military targets. Reaction has been swift on social media. Leslie Kajomovitz notes the death of Kozo Okamoto, a member of the Japanese Red Army involved in the 1972 Lod Airport massacre. He was praised in memorial posters for his revolutionary actions. Al Arabiya English highlights former U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense Mick Mulroy's remarks. He stated, "The U.S.-Iran conflict clearly meets the definition of war." I-24N, EWS English, reports that, according to state media, Iran attacked U.S. military facilities in Jordan and Bahrain. Now for more on those stories, starting with the U.S.'s ongoing military action. As reported by Ynet earlier today, the U.S. has not relented in its strategic strikes on Iranian targets. Tehran's rejection of a proposed ceasefire and threats against Tel Aviv add tension to the situation. These developments could escalate the regional conflict further, impacting diplomatic relations. Turning to Mossad's recent operation, JNS shared details of an international intelligence effort that thwarted an Iranian plot. The plan aimed to recruit foreign operatives to infiltrate Israel and attack senior officials. Such attempts underline the ongoing security threats Israel faces and the importance of vigilant intelligence operations. Meanwhile, Iran's response to ceasefire efforts remains firm. Israel Hayom reported that Tehran dismissed a U.S.-mediated proposal via Iraq. This rejection coincides with their threats against Tel Aviv, highlighting a volatile diplomatic environment. The lack of progress in negotiations could lead to increased military actions. Separately, the Times of Israel has noted the death of Kozo Okamoto. He was involved in the 1972 Lod Airport massacre that killed 26 people. Released in a prisoner exchange, he lived his remaining years in Lebanon. His death closes a chapter on a dark moment in Israeli history, but memories of the attack linger. On the economic front, first, from Israel Hayom Business, the Israeli economy has shown resilience through recent conflicts. However, challenges remain in maintaining stability over the next decade. Key positions within the finance ministry are under consideration to guide future strategies. Separately, CTEC reports that China's economy is benefiting from the AI boom. This surge is driven by investments in U.S. data centers, creating demand for Chinese hardware and AI technologies. The ripple effects may impact global markets, including Israel's tech sector. And finally, Ynet Business discusses potential impacts on oil prices due to a Houthi blockade in the Red Sea. If disruptions occur, prices could rise significantly. However, alternative routes might mitigate the effects. This situation bears watching for its potential impact on Israel's energy costs. That's your Israel 18 News update. For morning, we'll be back with more at 10:00 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.